Happy Easter Sunday. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. And because Jesus lives, we win always, right? Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, depending on where you are. When you clicked play, thank you. Thank you for clicking play. This is a Soul Talks on Easter Sunday message, but I'm not certain if it's a typical message that one hears on Easter Sunday, but it's just really my real thoughts today as I participated in the day and what this day means through different Bible studies, different devotionals, just listening to a number of messages around what today means, and in short, just generally my thoughts about not just today but just the entire Bible story and all. And do you know it? I don't know if it happens to you, but many times when I'm reading the Bible, if we start from the Old Testament and you know you follow the story of the children of Israel, the Israelites, and just their behavior and the way they seem to be so fickle and dull, I don't know, do you catch yourself like I do sometimes saying, these people safe now? Wow, you mean after everything you've seen God do for you, after the awesome demonstration of his power that you've seen with your own eyes, you walked through the Red Sea, walls of water to your left and to your right, and you walked on dry land through it, and yet you still come to places where you're still questioning this God, still doubting him, still fighting his servants? It just boggles the mind, at least it boggles mine, that who are these people? Why are they like this? Why? So stubborn, so forgetful, so doubtful, so anxious, so afraid, even though they had a pillar of cloud during the day and a pillar of fire at night. Basically, the constant presence of God that they could see. Hey, Jesus is Lord. But they were the way they were. I don't know if it happens to you, but I sometimes wonder. And then you move into the New Testament and you have the disciples that walked with Jesus Christ. They lived with him. They talked with him. They were right there with him. And he told them so many things straight up and through parables. And yet we see, even as we see them today at the tomb and Jesus is not there, if you check the scripture, you still see that sentence, because they did not yet believe. I mean, how? He told you he was going to die and rise up again. And it doesn't even get better. When they even see him face to face, when he shows up in them where they are, walks through the wall and is standing right there in front of them, they're still dealing with trying to believe. Even you see Thomas, you know, only saying, "Oh, okay, now I believe because I've seen the holes in your hands and all of that." And you wonder, these people were right there with him. And yet they struggle to believe. They struggle to understand. But you know, more and more I think about it, aren't we really just the same? How are we different? How are we different? We also have Jesus Christ with us. We have him with us. His spirit lives in us. We have him with us as the word of God that we read every day. We too have seen times when God has shown up for us over and over. We have testimonies, right? We have seen his awesome power in our lives. But yet, I find sometimes that the way we do life, the way we think, some of the things we say, also show that we struggle. We struggle to understand, we struggle to get it, we struggle to believe what we read in the Bible. We say these things, we know them in our minds, we agree with them in our minds, but if we're honest, we struggle to truly believe, and we struggle to we find it difficult to explain things to people who ask us why we are the way we are. And so I'm finding myself trying to dial back on being too judgy of the disciples, because I'm really not that much different from them, to be honest. I mean, I know I say I believe. I never die. I have abundant life now and eternal life. I believe that Jesus Christ has conquered death. I believe that death has lost its sting. I believe that all those who I love, who have gone on ahead of me, that they're alive in heaven. But then sometimes I look at the way I grieve, and I see that the way I'm grieving, it questions what I say I believe. But today is Easter Sunday, guys. Today is Easter Sunday, when this is the ultimate miracle of dead things rising. This is the ultimate demonstration of the power of God. His power resurrected Christ. And because Jesus Christ had told us all this will happen before, that makes everything else he told us true. And I fully get it. I mean, we're human, right? It's painful. Who wants to lose a loved one? I don't. I don't enjoy it one bit. And having lost two family members back to back in the last 5 months, it's taking a toll. But I refuse to give up. I refuse to give in. And there's something that I realize now that is the one way that we can keep standing, keep believing, grow in our understanding. And it's when you look at these disciples, if you look at them before and after they receive the Holy Spirit, they're such a different set of human beings. You just have to go and read the account of the disciples in Acts. It's almost like they're different people. The same Peter that couldn't even own up to knowing Jesus Christ was now standing boldly and talking about him and witnessing to him. And, you know, so the differentiator is the Holy Spirit. And so I'm making it a point to daily ask for more of that Holy Spirit to help me, you know, to grow in understanding and to help my unbelief. I believe, Lord, but help my unbelief. We need the Holy Spirit. Everything that we're asked to do as Christians is by the inspiration and with the help of the Holy Spirit. We can't do it. Without the Holy Spirit, our nature, our old person, our old man will continue to rule over us. And I think enough is enough of all of that. This day, this season that we've just gone through, if it does anything for us, it must anchor us in some truths. But, you know, the way we are doing our walk with God, I know people always talk about, oh, let the joy and the power of this season, I want all of that. Let us experience the power of this season. Let us experience the joy that the risen Christ brings. I want all of that for us. But more than that, for me and for you, I want the reality of what today means, what this season means. Change the way we walk with God. I want it to influence the way we love others, especially those who hurt us. I want this season to impact the way we forgive. And why we forgive, it's not about the other person, it's because of who we are. So here is a really important question. There is no middle ground for us as Christians. If you truly believe that today, that this season, Christ dying on the cross, going down into hell to collect the keys of life and death from the devil, and everything he went through in the 3 days he was dead, and him rising up from the dead, if this is really important to us, then it should change the way we're living. We can't live at, well, here, guys, this is what I'm telling myself. I'm sharing with you, and I hope you'll come along, you would agree with me. We can't live as if walking led by the Holy Spirit is an option or something we do when we feel like, or depending on the circumstance. No, walking led by the Spirit of God, it now becomes our priority. It's a necessity. Being a Christian is not optional. It's not just a tick in the box. No. in every way, every day, in our words, in our thoughts, in our deeds. That must be what people see all the time as the Holy Spirit helps us. For me, these are the things I'm thinking of on this Easter Sunday. Christ went through so much for me, and it can't be that I will now just come and be living anyhow. If I do that, then that means I don't have a full appreciation of the price that he paid to give me the life that I'm living. The Holy Spirit is vital. The Holy Spirit is vital. We need him every day. We need him every day. Living a life, living a victorious life in Christ is impossible without the Holy Spirit. There's so many ways that our nature, our flesh wants us to be, that are completely against the way we're meant to be if we're living led by the Spirit, if we are Christians worshiping God in spirit and in truth. Sometimes, you know, you're just like, is this even doable? It's very doable, but you have to really decide that it's God's way and no other way, because there are plenty other ways. And for me, this Easter Sunday, I'm just wanting to live only how God wants me to live, and be only who he's called me to be. And because how else do you thank him? How else do you let him know that you understand and fully get and truly believe that he loved you so much that he paid the ultimate price to give you eternal life? How else do you show him that you get it and you believe and you appreciate it beyond the words that you speak with your mouth, beyond responding to the altar call, beyond going to church, beyond being in the choir, being a walker, beyond all those other things that we do, except truly giving our heart to him and living fully led by his Spirit? We do so many things. I want to go beyond the doing of the things to the being of the one. That truly gets what Christ did for me on Good Friday, and truly understands that the power I need is available, because that power is the power that raised Christ from the dead today. And in that power, I have everything, you have everything that you need to live like a true Christ follower. Come on, let's do it, guys. Life is too short. We're either in fully or we're out. There's no middle ground. I think many of us have been dabbling in that middle ground for too long. No. I am salt and God has chosen me to be about more. God has chosen me to follow him in spirit and in truth, and nobody is going to stand in my way, not even me. I hope you're with me. Thank you for listening to me today. Thank you for clicking play. God bless you and enjoy the rest of your Easter holiday. Tomorrow we go to meet Jesus in Galilee, right? I always laugh at that because one core memory I have is being in the village once during Easter. And, you know, it was so exciting on Easter Monday. Everybody was going to Galilee. And I kept wondering, what is this? I don't know what's going on here. But anyway, we go up into this hilly place and everybody's there and it's like picnics and stuff and people are eating. And I was just wondering, okay, so this is Galilee, what's happening here? But now that I'm older, I understand what it means. And at least I understand a bit better what it means, because Jesus Christ told his disciples he was going ahead to Galilee and everybody was going to go and meet him there. I pray that we meet Jesus in Galilee every single day that God gives us on the face of this earth. Every morning we wake up, we meet Jesus. Every morning we wake up, we meet Jesus and we commit to him to be led by his spirit that dwells on the inside of us. Enough is enough. Enough is enough. I want to be conscious. I want to live consciously. Lord, help me to live consciously. Help my brother and sister listening to me now. Help us live conscious of your presence. Help us be led by your spirit on the inside of us, in our thoughts, in our words, in what we do, in how we are. In Jesus Christ's name I pray, amen. Guys, thank you so much. Stay lifted and hold fast to your saltiness. See you on the other side. Ciao.